Frequency Cast Special Report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Pete.
And I'm Carl from Frequency Cast, the award-winning UK tech podcast.
In April 2012, we were at the NEC in Birmingham for Gadget Show Live. Here's one of our interviews recorded at the show.
Frequency Cast, now loading. Focus.
So I'm at Gadget Show 2012 and I have come to see the release or the launch of a new product by Sound Science. And I'm talking to, well, the main man, David, and he's got a product called the 360 Sound. What is this?
Well, this is basically a Bluetooth portable speaker. It's a 25-watt output, so much more output than in a normal Bluetooth speaker. It charges up in an hour, and it runs for 30 hours continuous play at 75% of full volume for 30 hours.
Hold on 1 second. So we're saying 25 watts,
yes.
1 hour charge time. That's
yes.
A quick charge time, isn't it?
It is.
Wow, this is an efficient piece of technology. Now, it's about the size of a Rubik's Cube. It's black, it's sleek, it's got a nice chrome rim finish to a black sort of flight case look. Four rubber feet on the bottom, one switch on the back, and quite frankly, a beautiful sounding device.
Oh, thanks. You can play this in a conventional way, like this, facing forward, or you can play it facing upward.
Right then, let's put this one to the test.
Well, let's find out how it connects, first of all. So like you say, it's slightly larger than a Rubik's Cube. The one thing I notice is no 3.5mm jack socket and no audio lead hanging out of the back. So it must be that wireless magic stuff. I'm going to talk to Chai now, who's going to explain how I physically get some audio from this MP3 player onto this speaker.
All you need to do is just turn on the Bluetooth aspect of it, the phone, and go to the Bluetooth pairing and pair it up with the speaker with a password, and then you're all set up.
Let's give it a bit of music. Let's play the Frequency Cast theme. That's not bad. From a little small speaker, that's rather impressive sound. And we've tried pointing this at different objects, haven't we, to get different volumes from it?
Yeah, let's try pointing it at a flat wall. That makes the stereo image a bit broader. It's amazing. What they've got is obviously this is a mono speaker, but they've done a pseudo stereo sound, and apparently in a better room environment where you've got walls and reflective surfaces, this gives you a good stereo definition or pseudo stereo sound as well. To be honest with you though, for the sort of people that are going to use this, which is any youngster, let's be honest, putting that output out, that's going to disturb every household and the parents are going to hate them for it. But what I did like about it, it has an auto shutdown so that if they forget to turn off their devices, that doesn't waste their power, because you wouldn't want to come back to that and find out it's not got any hours left.
Amazing little speaker that is putting out a frightening amount of power, and I do like the play time. 30 hours, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. 30 hours, yeah.
And if someone wants to buy one of these in the UK, they've just launched today here at Gadget Show.
They'll be available in a couple of weeks, and the retail on this is $59.95.
Wonderful, excellent. And where can they get them from?
Well, these will be on amp3.com, Dixons Online, Dixons Black Stores, Harrods, Selfridges, as far as we know right now.
But certainly from our good friends at advancedmp3players.com, they'll be selling them as well. Superb, wonderful. Now, you had some technology you were talking to us about earlier, and you're showing us a larger speaker here. You were saying this has potential to change the way sound works at home.
Well, you were just using the phrase about a house disturber. This thing, this little speaker, this is a real house disturber here. This thing puts out RMS 150, 160 watt, but actually a peak output of 250. It's a 2.1 system, as you can see, all put into one box. So what you've got there is you've got two side-firing speakers, 30-watt BMR speakers. You've got a front-firing subwoofer, 90-watt subwoofer. And you've got an amp all built into this one single box. It's wireless. All you need to do to make it work is plug it into the wall socket, and it works. As I say, it's got a peak output of somewhere around 250. It's a new concept. We believe that this has a lot going for it, because it eliminates wires, it eliminates a lot of extra clutter from extra speaker boxes. Housewives like it because you don't have to clean so much. In the end, it's going to be, I think, another direction that audio can go in.
What about sharing your music around the house? Can that help with that at all?
Yeah, this product is a wireless product and is based on a new wireless platform, which is variously called Wi-Fi Direct or Intel Wireless Music or whatever. and you can basically play from any enabled device to any other device with this. It'll also do multi-room. It's got much, much bigger range than the Bluetooth we were looking at. Bluetooth has a 10-meter range. This has a 100-meter range.
Wonderful. And what sort of retail price are we looking at for this?
This one will retail around £300.
For links, pictures, and more coverage of Gadget Show Live 2012, go to www.frequencycast.co.uk/GSL.
Hi, this is Susie Perry, and you're listening to Frequency Cast, the UK TV and tech podcast.
We hope you found this interview of interest. If you'd like to find out more about our regular podcasts and maybe sign up, have a little listen to what we do.
What have you got there?
Ah, this is the latest bit of kit.
Usually the station ham radio is operated by those astronauts who stay on station several months at a time.
Have the top-up TV anytime box. We are absolutely disgusted with the service.
We're measuring Carl's EEG. His retention level was in sort of the bottom third.
I think he's a lost cause, in all honesty.
And in breaking news, it looks like a new Freeview HD channel will be with us soon.
This year's European Podcast Award 2010.
The winner for the non-profit is Frequency Cast.
After 200 yards, turn right.
We've just officially been given the world record for the lightest touchscreen mobile phone in the world.
I can send a text to Frequency Cast for you.
That's true, I can now control my TV from my iPhone.
Now, it's a darkened room you live in, isn't it, normally?
Stay up to date with the latest TV and tech news with our free radio shows.
To listen to our shows online,
download the shows as a podcast, or add the shows to iTunes,
go to www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Shutdown complete.